the Rich Life seminar with Lisa Jimenez. What a great job she did last week. I know she's got a lot of great stuff for us tonight. Lisa, are you there?
Here, Vic. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to week two. What a fantastic week we had last week. And the lesson, I received so many emails and phone calls and notes on your faxes to me about the impact of that. And this is what the Rich Life is all about. It's about discerning your beliefs and then choosing to change them. Do you really realize the power of your mind? The mind, we have so much power in our thoughts and in our mind. And then we're going to lead right into that thought with this week's lesson. But before we do, let's talk about last lesson and what we went over. We talked about the three reasons people don't achieve their goals. Did you think about that this week? The three reasons, number one is, it's not what you really want. Did you discern that? Did you think about that? When you did the homework and you perused through the magazines, did you see, gosh, I've been going for something that was really my parents' goal for me, or the old me, or my spouse's desire for me? And reason number two people don't achieve their goals, they don't believe they're worthy of it. We're going to talk a lot about that even in today's lesson. And reason number three is their fear is bigger than their dream. Even when you did that homework, I hope that you felt that feeling in your gut as you're looking through those magazines, perusing those magazines and cutting out pictures. I hope you had that feeling in your gut, like, I don't know, can I really get that? Can I really have that? Because that kind of feeling is actually the adrenaline you need to keep you focused, to build momentum and keep momentum. So don't be afraid of that feeling in your gut. You know what I'm talking about. Actually, that feeling is your green light to go. We talked a lot about that last week, too, that fear can be your green light to go. It means you're on to something big. And that's what we're after. The people on this call and the people that I work with and my personal coaching clients, we want something big. That's what we want out of life. We want the rich life, rich in, yes, materialism, rich in desires, rich in friendships and relationships, rich in giving and giving back, and rich in spirit. So let's get right into this week. If you have your purse or your briefcase or your wallet handy, I want you even just leave the phone right now as I'm just chatting. You're not going to miss anything. Go run and get your wallet. Go run and get your purse or your briefcase. We're going to do an exercise about that. So as people are running off, let's talk about if you didn't do your homework last night or last lesson, I'd like for you to put that on your to-do list for this week. It is such an important lesson because, see, these build on each other, people. So if you didn't do that lesson of perusing through the magazines and even posting that statement that we talked about last week up on your around your office or around your home, I was born to live a rich life. And if you're not saying that over and over in your mind, I'm going to ask you again to do that this week. I was born to live a rich life. We're talking about transcending our mind, changing our mindset, and we need to be fed these vitamins of truth. So now, hopefully you have your briefcase, your purse, or your wallet in front of you. I want you, because today we're going to talk about clutter, clearing out the clutter. I had a coaching client. In fact, all of my coaching clients, one of the very first things I do with my personal coaching clients is we go through what is the clutter in their life and what do we need to do to clean it up. Now, you might be thinking, oh, gosh, you're going to be talking about organizational skills? Yes, I'm going to be talking about cleaning out the clutter because physical clutter, there's physical clutter and there's spiritual, emotional, subconscious clutter. So, in other words, there's mind clutter and there's heart clutter. This week, this lesson, lesson number two, we're going to talk about breaking through what's holding you back in relationship to the left brain clutter, the physical clutter. The next lesson, lesson number three, we're going to be talking about how to breaking through the boundaries in emotional clutter, spiritual clutter, subconscious clutter, which is all about beliefs. But let's get back to this lesson, breaking through the boundaries to the rich life. We're talking about cleaning out the clutter, people. Physical surroundings. So if you have your wallet in front of you, I want you to open it up. If you have a purse, a briefcase, pop it open. Take a look in there. First of all, in your wallet, open it up right there, and I want to see how you place your dollar bills. Now, I did this in my Conquer Fear, the advanced four-week Conquer Fear seminar that Vic Johnson and I did a couple months ago, and the emails I received on this one exercise was amazing. The difference in your life, in your thought process, in your habits, in your mindset is incredible when you start with these little, small, revealing exercises. So take a look inside your wallet. Would you say that wallet looks like a person who respects money? So what does a person who respects money look like? Probably there is a specific place for credit cards. They're organized and neatly placed. There's a specific place for dollar bills, and these dollar bills are not wadded up, are they? They're in sequential order, ones, fives, tens, twenties, hundreds. And most likely the presidents are all facing the same way. This is very revealing, people, to what's holding you back, this simple exercise of how do you respect money. When you respect money, and we talked last week about money is your servant, not your master. But when you respect the servant of money, you attract it. You're not afraid of it. You master over it. Do you know how many people I work with that are so afraid of dealing with money? They're afraid of holding it. They're afraid of talking about it. They're afraid of looking at their actual checkbook and balancing a book. They're afraid of their P&L statements. So their money has become their master instead of their servant. So the first very simple thing you can do today and every day after this lesson is respect your money. Take the time, even on a subconscious level, when you're receiving change back from a purchase, take the time to neatly place your money in sequential order, and where the presidents are facing the same way, you respect your money. So that's the very first thing, is clean up your wallet. Clean up your checkbook. Clean up your purse. I see ladies carrying these huge purses. Did you know, think of this, single woman. If you're looking for a man and you have one of these huge purses, this is just a red light for baggage, baggage, baggage. It is! So think about that. A very simple thing you could do to change in sequential, tiny little efforts to change your life is to get a smaller purse, get a neater, organized wallet, respect money, respect your receipts. And in fact, we're going to talk about some tangible things in just a little bit about what you can do with money and receipts and profit loss statements. But you get the point. Here it is, the very first thing, how revealing it is to look at your wallet and to say, does that reflect a person who respects money? Because when you respect money and you respect that servant, you attract more of it. So let's look on page 11 of your Rich Life workbook. And look at the physical surroundings in the exercise that I have right here on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. I want you to rate your neatness right now as I'm talking. Rate your neatness and organization in the following areas. Office. From 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how's your clarity there? Are you cleaning out the clutter? How's your clarity there? Office, that's the first thing. Desk, like if you're sitting at your desk right now, look around. What about filing cabinets? Home. Now you think, my home doesn't have anything to do with my office. Well, it has everything to do with your business, because how your home life is, how your organization, your habits in your home life reflect your business. They are one and the same. What about your clothing closets? One thing you can do, one thing I did, is you go get wooden hangers and respect your clothes. You respect the materialism that you have. You treat it as a good servant that it is, and you take care of your clothes. So go get wooden hangers. Treat yourself to that. You know, it costs only $200, $250 to go out and buy 300 wooden hangers and throw away those ugly wire things and treat your clothes with respect. Kitchen. The car. Oh, the car. What a big one. Okay, picture yourself as a rich person. And you, the person that you are getting in your car right now, is that a person who is the esteem of a rich person? Your car, is it organized? I don't even care if it's a Mercedes. I don't even care if it's a Toyota. Does it look like you are a person who respects their servant? Your briefcase, the checking accounts, do you take the time or do you hire it out? Savings accounts, investment accounts. Profit loss statements. One thing I did is, because I didn't want to do this, I didn't want to go through a savings account and organize that, so I put myself on an automative program where my bank actually takes out money biweekly and puts it into my checking account. And then I receive my statement that shows how much I have. Same thing with my investment accounts. It's all automated. So biweekly money's taken out of my business and put right into my 401k and my Roth IRAs and my savings account. When you get an automated system, then you don't have to even worry about stepping up to be organized. It's done for you. So what could you do tomorrow? What could you do tomorrow to face this money issue? Face your true P&L statement. One thing I did is hit my assistant. I have her give me a P&L statement at the end of every week. So on Friday afternoon, she said, this is how much you made, this is how much you spent. Don't you want to know the truth? The truth will give you power, and clarity will give you power. A business plan. Have you ever even written a business plan? There are so many entrepreneurs who are brilliant, female entrepreneurs, male entrepreneurs that I work with, that they don't even have a business plan. We're going to talk a lot of tonight about creating a vision, because when you created a vision, you're breaking through the boundaries of the unknown. So do you even have a business plan? Write that down on your master to-do list of this week's homework. That take the time, even if it's a simple, get out a yellow pad of paper and just start writing some things down. What are some avenues of income? What are your ways of marketing? What's your business plan? Where do you want to be in 6 months, in 1 year, in 5 years, in 10 years? And then we talked a lot about the dream book and goal poster last week. That gives you clarity. How'd you do on that homework? If you're not satisfied with how you did and you didn't give yourself a 10 there, then that's your homework for this week too. Put it on your to-do list. I always have daily to-do lists, and then I have a master to-do list that actually gets posted in my office so that when that's done, I can check it off. It's a master to-do list. And the master to-do list gets itemized on a daily to-do list. Do you see how simple these things are? And if you're not one that loves to do this stuff, this organization, hire out. Hire the organization guru person to come in and revamp your office. Ask your assistant, which is what I did, hey, would you be willing to stay after every day this week for an hour and help me just organize this place? Yes, absolutely. So Jean stayed for an extra hour every day, and it took her 1 week to organize and revamp my whole office. Oh, people, do you know what it feels like to walk into an office where you feel like you're rich? You feel like you're a rich businesswoman. You feel like you're a rich businessman because your office reflects it. Your car reflects it. The respect you have of your monetary value, your income statement, your P&L, your checking, your savings, your investment, your wallet reflects it. What you think about, you bring about. So let's start with our whole physical surroundings and clear out the clutter. Oh, here's another thing I wanted to bring up. How many of you subscribe to magazines that pile up on your desk? And you subscribe to them because they make you feel important. You know, it's good to get Fast Company. It's good to get Time Magazine. It makes you feel important. And think about this. Is subscribing to that magazine holding you back? If you can look at your office right now or on your desk or in your home and you have a subscription to Fast Company or Time Magazine or anything else that you think is good for you and you haven't been reading those issues for the last 2 months, 3 months, then they're holding you back. one of my coaching clients was subscribing to so many magazines, and she'd have it on her desk, and she'd walk into her office every day and feel defeated and guilty that she subscribed to these magazines and she doesn't have the time to read them. So I told her, you know what, Allie, cancel your subscriptions. And let that be a treat for yourself. Once a week, you go to Barnes & Noble or any bookstore, you get a cup of coffee, and you're going to spend an hour in that bookstore reading Fast Company. You're going to spend an hour reading Time Magazine. You see, we put these things on ourselves, and we don't even think. It's like a knee-jerk reaction that, oh, yeah, we're supposed to subscribe to these because we're business builders, we're entrepreneurs. Well, are you reading the stuff? And if you're not, are they piling up your desk and actually creating clutter in your mind and in your physical world? Well, then it's holding you back. So discern, people. Think about that. Is that serving you, or do you need to get rid of that subscription and let that be a treat that you give yourself once a week to go buy Fast Company, read it in the bookstore, and you're done? All right, neatness, clarity gives you power. Clarity gives you power. Clarity in mind and clarity in thought. Let's talk about some of the habits that you have. On the bottom of page 11, fill out some positive habits you have now that you're proud of, even that you just started January 1st of 2004. And then list the habits you want to change. Right now, think about those. After we just went through these, 13, 14 items on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you want to change about that? Jot that down. And then take the time to put that on your master to-do list. You're going to get to that. Maybe it will be this week. Maybe it will be next week. Maybe it will be next month. But it's on your mind. And that's the first step. Just put it on your mind. Some positive habits that I have now is I put a small notebook in a manila envelope in my car. And every time I spend something on my business, I write it in the notebook. So in my notebook, it has today's date, yesterday's date, the day before, tomorrow's the date, and I just literally write it. It's all handwritten. It's so elementary. But when I was waiting to get back to the office to do QuickBooks, I would never put it in. And then I said, okay, I'll do it every Friday. Well, I never did it, so we have to stop and think, is this system serving me? No, it wasn't for me. So I just bought a simple, tiny little 49-cent notebook from Walgreens, and I put it in my car, and again, every day I write down what my expenses were for that day, and then I keep the receipts in that envelope, and I hand it to Jean, my assistant, at the end of the week, and she puts it in QuickBooks. Oh, people, do you know what that feels like to be on a solid ground of truth? I know what I'm spending. I know what I'm making. There's no deception here, all right? And we want to live on truth. We want no deception in our life. And you have control over deception. So take the responsibility to do these little habits of telling the truth about your expenses. Keep that notebook in your car. Again, I talked about the P&L statement. That's positive habit number two that I wrote down for myself. I have Jean just give me this P&L, profit loss statement, at the end of every week. So I know where I stand, what I need to focus on, where I need to market, what I'm doing good at. Celebrate for it. Number three, I hire a cleaning service. You know, your help should grow as your business grows. Let me say that again. Your help should grow as your business grows. One of the biggest setbacks I see in entrepreneurs is they don't release the responsibility or they don't delegate enough. You know, sure, you start up in your own company. Let's say you're in network marketing. Yeah, you got to start by yourself. You do. You got to build your business. So you're a one-man show. But then as your business grows, let's bring someone in three times a week. And then it grows a little bit more in the next quarter. So then you're going to bring them in every day. Then it grows a little bit more, and then you have a second assistant. I don't know. You tell me. But your help should grow as your business grows. So take a little mental note right now and just think, all right, are you building, you're building an empire here. Does it look like you are? Do you have the help? Do you delegate enough? You know the answer to that. So hire help, a cleaning service, an assistant, another assistant, an organizer, whatever it takes, so that you relieve your responsibility of these minimal things that we're talking about that just make profound differences in your business and your mindset of running a rich business. running a rich life. Number four, we talked about the business plan. Number one thing, gosh, what a huge habit that was for me to change, just to get that clear business plan and then break it down into quarters and then months and then weeks and even daily. Number five, pay yourself first. Now, I know you've heard that before, and I know most of you aren't doing that. And you got to stop right now, right here. You got to stop and ask yourself, I've heard that so many times, and now I'm hearing it again from Lisa Jimenez. Why aren't I doing that? Let me tell you what that will do for your mindset. You're running a business. You are a business owner. You are an entrepreneur. When you start paying yourself first, and I mean automated, it's all automated. I have my own bank just take out the money, and I pay myself first, whether that goes into my investments, my savings, or cash in hand. That's up to you what you want, the percentage you want to do. But when you start paying yourself first, oh, do you know what that does for your mindset? Do you know what that does when you start building a business and you're out there presenting a product or an idea or a strategy? It creates a magnificent professionalism in your own head and heart. So what about you? What positive habits do you need to reinforce that you're willing to do? Write it down here on page 11, then add it to your master to-do list and just start putting it on your mind. You'll be surprised what you start attracting. You know, today, just today, my three kids, we got home from school and we decided we were going to bake cookies. And I told them that I would clean up their mess. I wanted them to be creative and do whatever they want, and Mommy would clean up their mess. And it was amazing to see the creativity in them when they knew they didn't have to clean up after themselves. Now think about this story. Think about this example in your own life. How many of you are cooks, or you like to cook, or you like to bake? If you know you have to clean up after yourself, you're not as creative. You're just not. So take that reality, that story, and put it in your business life. Now, if you could get an assistant to come up and clean up after you every week, or you could get a cleaning service to come in and clean up after you every day, every week, if you could have someone come in and clean up your P&L profit loss statements every week, how much more creative would you be? How much more riches would you attract? Oh, I hope you get that point. Do you see what the correlation? My kids saying, I'd say to them, okay, I'll clean up the whole kitchen. You guys just be creative. The creativity was amazing. And I knew I would have stifled that creativity if they knew they would have to clean up their own mess. It's the same with you, my friend. Now bring that reality into your business world. And that's the importance of getting help. Help in cleaning, help in organizing, help in doing your financial matters. Okay, I hope that point was made, because that's big. That's a big one. So then you're freed up to be creative. You know, you don't. It's not all in your responsibility, because so many times people are like, oh, this is going to be so tremendous to go through the investments, to go through the P&L. I'd rather just not have the business. So you just stop attracting business because you're afraid of the responsibility. Do you see that? So you're holding yourself back from business, from attracting opportunity, from attracting riches, from attracting wealth, because you're afraid of the responsibility. So, and you have control over that. So hire out, delegate that responsibility to free you up to attract more. Now, let's go to page 12 and talk about clarity, clearing out the clutter in our health and vitality. How do we break through the boundaries of our health and vitality? And what does that have to do with with building riches in business or building a rich life? Well, I know everyone on this call knows that that has everything to do with building riches in business and building a rich life. Here you are. Let's say you're in a dream right now. Everyone, pretend you're in a dream right now. And here you are. Picture yourself right now. There's you. See yourself? Picture yourself getting in your car, right now, the car you drive. You see it? You get in the car, you start up the car, and you start driving. Can you picture yourself driving? Now, picture yourself driving home. Okay, you're driving home. Now picture you, the other you, the same you, but you're in two places because we're talking crazy here. And you're standing at your home and you're watching yourself pull up to your home. Okay, can you picture that? So you're watching yourself pull up at your home. Now watch yourself get out of your car and watch yourself walk toward your house or your condo or your apartment. Now stop right there and freeze frame that vision. What do you look like? What do you look like? Now here's the point of that story. I was working with a lady who lost 150 pounds. And when I took her through that exercise, she saw herself as the 300-pound woman that she was not, that she was no longer. But isn't it interesting that in her mind, in her dream, when she was awake, she pictured herself as still the 300-pound woman that she was not. She was 150 pounds. So how many of you still picture yourself as the old you? It's a new day. You're a new woman. You're a new man. It's a new world. You have a new mindset. You've been given permission to attract riches. So, what's the picture? When we did that exercise, what do you see? Do you see the new you or do you see the old you? Now, we're going to talk about crafting your vision in a little bit, but man, is that important? So, when you dream, who's in your dream? The new you or the old you? That's part of health and vitality, too, how you see yourself. So, let's do this exercise on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. Rate your success in the following health areas. This is on page 12 of your Rich Life Workbook. What about your food choice from 1 to 10? What about your sleep need? Now, this is personal. I mean, some people need 8 hours of sleep and some people need 6 hours of sleep. You need to know your sleep need. What about exercise? Relational. Where are you relational? Health and vitality. Does that give you health and vitality? I mean, isn't it amazing we can come home from work and we just sit here and we're exhausted and we just plop our bodies on the sofa and then the phone rings and it's a girlfriend or a guy friend and they say, come meet me for a quick bite or come meet me for a glass of wine. And all of a sudden we're just like wide awake. Oh, okay, great. And you got all this energy. Interesting how relationships, friendships give us energy. Do you have that, my friend? Do you put that in your life? No one will put that in your life but you. No one will give you fun but you. No one will give you a rich friendship but you. You've got to make the time for it. And you've got to reach out to other people so they reach out to you. Because relational can give you energy. I mean, you can go out with a friend and then come home and work for 2 more hours just because you're just so jazzed up from that, you know, synergy of brain with brain, the synergy. You know what I'm talking about. So why not do that more? You have control over that. Put that in your life more right now. In fact, right now, just think about how could you do that this week? How could you do that this weekend? And you know, some of you right now know what you need to do, who you need to call. Put that in your life. No one's going to give you that. And that is so powerful, that vitality that we get from friends, from intimacy, from a bond, from the bonds that we have with other people. Then how are you on a scale of 1 to 10 with your personal spiritual development? Again, no one's going to give you this time. And I'm telling you, I said this in my book, Conquer Fear. The number one thing that made the biggest difference in my life was when I made a commitment to spend an hour with God every day. And that happened in the morning. And I still do that to this day. I get up, I spend an hour with God every day. And that's just from scripture reading, from meditation. And that could be anything for you. Maybe it's pulling out your family's religious beliefs. Maybe it's going back to your forefathers and learning what you believed when you were a kid and see if you choose to believe that as an adult. Revitalize that spiritual side of you. No one will give that to you. You've got to give that to yourself. And I think the best way to do that is get up an hour early. Some people like to stay up an hour later, but I really believe, and you grow into the hour. Start with 10 minutes and then build to 20 minutes. Or if you're just this way that says, okay, I'm going to start doing that an hour every day like me, that's what I did. All right, I'm just going to promise myself an hour every day. Oh, amazing how intelligent you are when you listen to yourself. In fact, one of my personal coaching clients, just about 2 months ago, I'm working with her, and it's amazing how she always quotes other people. And finally, I said to her, I got to make up a name. I finally said, Janet, you know her name's not Janet. I said, Janet, you know, it's interesting how often you quote other people. What about your own innate wisdom? And I gave her an exercise that for the next 6 weeks, a month and a half, the next 6 weeks, she would not read anybody else's material. And the time that she used to spend reading other people's books and tapes and their ideas, I said, you get a journal and you write your own innate wisdom. You write to yourself. What's in you? What do you know from your experiences and your innate wisdom? What do you know that you want to teach yourself? We, each one of us, have incredible innate wisdom, but we're not listening to it because we're filling up with everybody else's quotes. So even think right now, on your website or on your email, do you have on the bottom of your email and your signature somebody else's quote? A quote from Lisa Jimenez, a quote from Jim Rohn, a quote from... Why? Why? Why not have your own quote? What do you believe? What do you know? What do you bring to the universe from your innate wisdom? May I say, the reason you don't know is because you don't spend time with yourself. You are so intelligent. You have such incredible innate wisdom. Listen to yourself. So maybe you want to give yourself that challenge that for the next 7 days or for the next month or for the next week, you don't read other people's material. You read your own mind. You read your own thoughts and journal them and be amazed at what you know. And then there's recreational. Where's the fun you put in your life? When's the last time you went golfing? You love to golf. When's the last time you went out? When's the last time you played tennis? When's the last time you went to the bookstore and read just, you know, a nothing book, a nothing magazine, instead of always reading self-help or, you know, the newspaper or business building stuff? Education. When's the last time you did something wild like you took a language course or sign language? That's something that I've been doing, intrigued with sign language. You know, nothing that will actually build your business, just build your character. Just build your creativity. What could you do this week, this weekend, to just recharge yourself with a new idea, a new thing to learn, a new path to take? Only you will put that in your life. No one will give that to you. You have to give that to yourself. And then dream building and goal setting. Isn't it amazing when we were students in school that we would sit there and daydream and our teachers would say, hey, knock it off, you're daydreaming, pay attention. Wouldn't it be great if our teachers would say, this is 10 minutes of daydreaming time, guys. And all her 30 students would have time to just daydream. You know, I was a school teacher for 7 years, and I did that every single day with my students. I gave them the opportunity at the end of the day to just have a debriefing in their own mind. 10 minutes every single day. And I'd say, this is your time, guys. Just sit back and daydream. What did you learn today? Reflect on what we did today. Reflect on what you're bringing to your world. What are you thinking about? What are you dreaming about? How will this make a difference in your life this day? Wow. What if you gave yourself that 10 minutes every day? What would your life look like in a month, in 3 months, in a year? Take the time to daydream. See value in that. You know, our society doesn't put value on that, do they? They don't. They don't really put value on that. They don't really put value on reading, even entertainment reading. And this is how we know they don't. You know, our Society in the United States of America, they came up with a campaign 3 years ago that they decided to put millions, multi-millions of dollars into a reading campaign. Now, most of you in the States have seen these signs, these reading campaigns that have famous people, movie stars. You've seen them? They have famous people up on this billboard and up on these posters all over America. And it says, Whoopi Goldberg was caught reading. You know, think of another famous person. I'm not really into famous people, but let me think. Brad something, whatever his name is. Isn't that terrible? I don't know. Caught reading. You know, all these famous people. They take a picture of them reading a book, and then they put their name, caught reading. Wow. Think about that subliminal message. Think about it. Caught reading. This multi-million dollar campaign actually backfired. Why did it backfire? Look at the subliminal message our society is telling us, that we are caught reading, like it's something wrong to do. Our society does not put value on reading books. Our society does not put value on daydreaming, on thinking time, on personal development. So you have to go against society, don't you? You have to be willing to have the courage to go against society, against the course, and be different. Know that that's valuable, to take an hour a day to sit down and think. Take 10 minutes a day to sit down and do nothing. Let your mind teach you something. Let your mind think. Let your innate wisdom come out and listen to yourself. You have something important to teach yourself. So do some quick evaluation here on page 12. Positive health habits you have now. Write them down. What are you proud about yourself? What do you do that you, gosh, you just, you know you're on the right track with that. You have good food choice. You make sure you exercise four times a day or whatever it is. Write it down. You're good about taking your vitamins. Write it down. What's your positive health habits you have now? And then list some right now on page 12. List some habits that you choose to change. I can't tell you how important it is just to write that down. You'll be surprised at what you start attracting. Just write it down. It will start resonating in your mind, and amazing things happen when it resonates in your mind and you give yourself permission to let that resonate in your mind. Now, let's talk about the final part about breaking through these barriers, and that's beliefs. What about our beliefs? We're going to be talking every lesson about beliefs, but in this segment, in this lesson, let's talk about what's holding you back in your beliefs about this statement. You are worthy of being loved. You are worthy of being healthy. You are worthy of having wisdom, of teaching others, of making an enormous amount of money, of enjoying amazing experiences. And you are worthy of having your needs met. You are worthy of having your wants met. Now go back over that statement. That paragraph actually has 8 different segments to it. And until you can say in your heart of hearts, in your own core person, your own core self, that you believe each one of these 8 statements, until you can say that in all truth and all authenticity, you still have something to break through. So let's briefly go through each one. You are worthy of being loved. Jot down in that little box on page 12, number 1, being loved. What comes up in your mind? Number 2, you are worthy of being healthy. Do you believe that? Write down being healthy. And next to it, what? What comes up? What connotation do you have to that statement that I just said? Number 3, you are worthy of having wisdom. You have incredible innate wisdom. Write that down. And then next to it, write, what's your thought right now? Do you believe that? Is a little voice going off, that little whisper that says, that's not true. You'll never amount to anything. Or you need permission from blank. Or blank knows better than you. What's going on in your mind? Just is between you and you. Write these down. Number four, you are worthy of teaching others. You have something to say. You have something important to teach the universe. Number four, write that down. Now, what comes up in your mind, in your heart? What's that little voice saying? Number five, you are worthy of making an enormous amount of money. What's the connotation to that statement? Write it down. What's that whisper saying to you? Number six, you are worthy of enjoying amazing experiences and having just an amazing life. Do you believe that? What comes up? What's the whisper? What's the voice? Number seven, you are worthy of having all your needs met. Do you believe that? That you're supposed to have your needs met. Write down what that voice is saying. And finally, number eight, you are worthy of having all your wants met. Wow. Now that's a big difference. Do you hear that difference between a need and a want? This was my big breakthrough just about, 2 years ago. The big breakthrough was I knew I was supposed to have my needs met. I know that's of God. And I know that's of the universe. It makes sense. But to say that I'm supposed to have my wants met, I didn't believe that 2 years ago. And that belief was holding me back. Until I could come in all authenticity within myself and myself, between me and me, and could really believe that I'm supposed to have my wants met, until I could truly believe that, I couldn't break through. And it's the same for you. All these eight, my friend, you have to have a complete, authentic faith that these are all true. So go back over those briefly right now in your mind. Read through what that little whisper said, what that voice said, and then ask yourself, whose voice was that? Whose voice was that? Whose voice was that? Whose voice was saying those things, whatever it was, positive or negative, to all those eight truths? When you wrote down those connotations, positive connotation or negative connotation, whose voice was that? Was it your father's, your mother's, a teacher's voice, an old boyfriend's voice, your ex-wife's voice? Whose voice is controlling you? Now, this is pretty heavy stuff, so you need to go back over this later on tonight, tomorrow. You need to pull this workbook out, turn to page 12, and go through this and really discern whose voice is controlling you. And then choose to talk to that voice and educate that very illiterate voice. If there are any negative connotations coming up to those eight truths, you need to educate that voice. You need to be stronger than that voice and let that voice be your servant, not your master. You be the master over that voice, and you need to educate that very illiterate voice, that very uneducated voice, and tell them the truth. And when you start talking to those voices in that tone, in that position of leadership, in that authenticity, let me tell you what a breakthrough you will have, what an amazing life you will begin to create. So, positive beliefs you have now that you're proud of, write them down. Out of those eight things, which ones the positive connotations came up? The whisper was a positive belief. The voice was an affirmation. Write those down. And then of those eight, list the beliefs you want to change. What was the voice that was holding you back? Whose voice was it? Write it down. 1 through 3, or maybe more. Maybe it's all 1 through 8. I don't know. But gosh, what a position of truth you'll be standing on, people. What a firm foundation. Because then you know. No wonder you've been holding yourself back. It's that voice of blank. It's that negative connotation that's a lie. And then you start feeding yourself these beliefs, these realities, these vitamins of truth. And you just remind yourself, I do every day, Lisa, you are worthy of being loved. You will attract loving people. You will attract loving clients. You will attract loving personal coaching clients. And let me tell you, that is true. My personal coaching clients and I are are so close because I know that I only attract loving, ambitious entrepreneurs. What about you are worthy of having wisdom? I mean, that's a big one. So many times we don't think we have anything to say. We act like we do, but deep down in our truth, we're quoting other people. So, gosh, I could talk about this for a whole nother hour, Vic, but this is just such a big topic. It's so heavy. It almost has to be given in doses. So I think right now, we're going to continue this next week, but right now, this is enough. This is the dose that's enough. All of you know what you need to do. And then let me just talk about, we're going to open up for question and answer and comments, right? Let's do that first before I close with my compelling story.
That was a huge dose. Huge dose.
A heavy dose.
Outstanding stuff.
Good.
And you touched some places that I'll bet haven't been touched in some people in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you did that.
Good.
It may even be a little raw.
Yeah, it could be. That's okay.
All good. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's funny too because I was on the platform a couple weeks ago in California, and you know, I was working with top level people, so I can say that to top level people, they can handle this. And I said, you know, some of you are not going to like me. We're going to spend this. We were 6 hours together. We're going to spend 6 hours together, and some of you are going to walk out after 3 hours at lunch, and you're going to not like me. And I'm okay with that because I'm going to hit some raw points. I'm going to hit some points that hurt. I'm going to touch on things that you're not going to like, and I'm okay with that. And you know what? That just broke the ice that they just – so I say that to you, people on this call right now. I know some things you're just like, crap, you know, whatever. But I'm okay with that. You don't have to like me. I want a breakthrough for you. I want that for you because I know what it looks like, and I need you to have that breakthrough because I know you're raising kids. I know you're raising the next generation. I know you're trying to save a marriage right now. I know because I'm going through the same thing. I know you're trying to build a business. I know your sphere of influence. I know how important it is to get you healthy, and I'll do whatever it takes to get you healthy.
Did a great job tonight, so let's take some calls. Who's got the first one?
Hi, Lisa. This is Maggie from Florida.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi. How do you pay yourself first when your business is so far in debt? How do you make that step to just say, accept the debt and go?
You value yourself enough that you say it's that important. And when you have it taken out automatically, Maggie, you hardly notice it. You hardly notice it. And, you know, I was just reading Dave Bach's book. It's just a brilliant book about investments. And he talks about the cappuccino effect and the latte effect. And it is so true. We spend money on things that we could be putting into ourselves, our investments. And if you just added up how much, if you took your notebook, that little notebook, and you really itemized the things you spend money on, you will see that there is a 10% expenditure on things that you really don't need. You could have a regular coffee instead of a latte. You could make your coffee at home instead of going to Starbucks. I mean, these accumulative things that are just a dollar here, $2 there, $3 here, add up. And that's how we have to look at it, paying ourselves first. So I would suggest you take a 5% income, a 5% income starting now this quarter, and then build up to a 10% income, and then build up to a 15%, and then build up to a 20%, which I'm at right now. 20% I take out of my company every single week and put into me, my family, and my future.
Of your gross revenue?
Yes, my gross revenue. So I would look at it as just valuing yourself and do that little latte exercise of saying, gosh, there is extra money here. It's just about refocusing where that money's going.
Maggie, which is a great question, by the way, because I think a lot of times people are going that hear this, wonder how can I can't possibly do it because I'm in debt or I've got this to pay or that to pay or whatever. And Lisa said the key point, automate it. So, I'm not promoting their service over anybody else's. Just I've had great success with NetBank, which is an internet bank, and they pay interest with no minimum balance. They pay interest. You can set up as many money market accounts and checking accounts and everything else. So I have a special money market account that every Monday an automatic amount moves into that account from my checking account. And if you do it in small bites, you won't ever miss it.
It's so true. If you do it in small bites, you won't ever miss it.
And then what happens is you look one day and you say, oh, my gosh, where'd all that come from? It's from all those small bites. And then what happens is, Lisa said, you give up the cappuccino and everything else if you have to along the way. That's fine. But do it in small bites. And then when you automate it, you know, the people who designed automatic debit, EFT, out of your checking account, it was done first in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and it was done by the insurance industry. They're the ones who came up with the idea. And the reason is because they figured out that people were canceling their policies whenever they had to pay their premium. So they go, well, what if we make the premium automatic? They did, and cancellations went down, and, of course, a lot of people have adopted that since then. Your electric company, you pay it perhaps by EFT, or you pay your insurance, or you pay whatever by EFT. Why don't you pay yourself by EFT?
The answer is automated. Get it automated, and then really, you don't even feel it. So the first point is to value yourself enough and value your future enough that you're worth it to go get this automated. Start with a 5%, taking out 5% and build up to 10%, build up to 15, build up to 20%.
Great question. Who else has one?
This is Molly in Hawaii.
Hi, Molly in Hawaii.
Hi. I lost track on the first page. You listed five things, and I think four was to get help or hire out, and five was to pay yourself first. And I didn't get the first three. I was trying to find them as you were saying
on
them,
page
11? So I missed it.
Are you talking about page 11, positive habits you have now?
Yes.
Yeah, these were just my own personal ones. I wanted you actually to write your
own. Oh, sorry.
But my
okay.
personal ones was I put that small notebook with an envelope for my expenses. I can't tell you the difference that made in my
okay.
mindset and in my business and in my respect for my business and my respect for myself as a businesswoman. And it's just a little notebook. I'm telling you, it's scribbling. I literally write today's date, you know, and I put what I spent. It's just so elementary. But
okay.
it works. Instead of waiting to go into QuickBooks, now I just hand it to Jean, my assistant, every Friday, and she puts it into QuickBooks.
Okay.
So that was the first thing. Then the second thing was I did a P&L statement. I mean, that profound difference in my business. I did a P&L statement, and I have Jean hand it to me every week. So on Friday, I know the truth. I know where I'm standing. I'm not in deception. I'm in truth. And then third was I hire out. I hire an organizer. I hire Jean to clean up my office. I hire her to organize my files. I hire a cleaning service. Your business, your help should grow as your business grows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you got four and five, my business plan, and then I pay myself first.
Okay. Well, this was a heavy one today.
No, it's kind of heavy. I know. I really like prayed today because I'm like, gosh, just prepare their hearts and minds because this is not easy. But, man, is it powerful if we can really face this stuff and just break through it and just be the courageous people that we are
mm-hmm.
and get through this stuff. It needs to be done. And, man, when it's done, I'm telling you, you're going to see instantaneous results.
Right.
Lisa, the part that you said about hiring out, it is so that was probably the most dramatic difference in my life because I looked around at the things that I was doing that I could pay someone else $10 or $15 an hour to do. I'm doing it, which means I'm earning $10 or $15 an hour while I'm doing it. So if you're, you know, you need to earn $100 an hour, $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour, if you're doing work that you could hire out at $10 or $15 an hour because you think you're saving money, you're actually losing money.
You're actually losing money. And if we
Absolutely.
Could just see that truth and just Absolutely. Believe it, even if we don't believe it, just believe Vic or believe Lisa. Because here's what I tell my coaching clients. I say, what are you worth? And some of them say $100 an hour. Some of them say $500 an hour. And then, so whatever they say is their answer. I let them go with that at first. And then I say, you make sure that whatever you're doing, it's a $500 task. It's a $100 an hour task. It's a $1,000 an hour task. So when you're sitting making labels, you ask yourself, is this a $500 an hour task? And if you say, no, it's not, that needs to be delegated. Not only does it free you up to delegate, to free you up to do what the important things, it's a mindset, people. It's all about a mindset so that when you are doing tasks that are $500 an hour tasks, How do you feel about yourself, the entrepreneurial woman you are, the businessman that you are? These habits are all about changing your mindset.
I will say, I'll step on some toes here probably, but I had a lady that I was coaching who was making about $80,000, $90,000 a year. She was a single mom, and she was coming home every night, and she was doing all her own housework. And I told her she could double her productivity in her business if she'd quit, you know, doing the housework. She could pay someone $10 an hour, $15 an hour to do that housework. She tried it, and it was amazing what happened to her. Just in about a 60-day period of time. In fact, it may happen faster than that for some people. So if you are now, you're coming in every day and you're doing your housework and you're $100 an hour, $200 an hour for potential productivity, you can be hiring that out. Well, let's have another question or two before we go on to the rest. Who has the next question or comment, observation?
Right, Sally.
Yes, Sally.
Hi there. Lisa, you were saying about, you know, what does that whisper say and whose voice is that?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, think of those voices and sort of have a strong voice of leadership over them, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really just sort of faking it till you make it? If you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the exact opposite of faking it till you make it. And here's why. Those voices have been controlling you, and they have been controlling me for many, many years. And because when we don't acknowledge them, we are faking it till we make it. When we acknowledge them and actually befriend them and then educate them, we are basing our lives on truth. And then we're telling the truth to these voices that are just so miseducated. But what we're doing naturally and what most people do, gosh, 98% of the people walking the planet are controlled by all these past voices and past experiences. And faking it is not listening to them and re-educating them, but letting them control you. And control who you know, you're not being who you really are. You're letting these voices dictate who you are. I want to get to the real you. I want this real brilliance to come out. And the only way this real brilliance can come out is that you face these voices. Actually befriend them and educate them until they are so small they are actually mute. They're mute. They don't even talk anymore. They don't even exist. Poof. They're gone.
Okay. Thank you. I'll work on that one.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. Oh, but it's worth it. That's what I want to get across, everybody. I know this is some heavy stuff, and I know you need to go back over this stuff and let it sink in. And again, it needs to be given in doses, and I gave you a big dose tonight. But just know that it's worth it. Believe it. Believe me when I tell you, because I've lived it. It's so worth it, because we're getting to the core of who you are. We're getting the brilliance to come out. And these are the layers that need to be peeled, that need to be worked on, that need to be broken through. And, yeah, it's not easy. That's right. But, gosh, it's worth it. So you know what? Right now on page 13, flip over to page 13, homework for week 2. Along with the assignment for week number 2, which is you're going to begin acting like the rich person you are. So you're going to write 5 things that rich people do, you the rich person. I want you to also write on there, fax my vision to Lisa. And then the fax number is 954-796-0549. Oh, I'm going to love reading these. And I'll comment on it, and I'll email you back about my comments about your vision, and then if we have time next week, let's talk about them.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up tonight, and it was another outstanding night. I know we got all people have a lot to think about this week, a lot to evaluate. Do you have a closing word for us, Lisa?
It was about 7 years ago. I was sitting in a huge auditorium with 10,000 people. I was working with Mary Kay Cosmetics, and I was brand new in directorship, and I wanted to be top salesperson. I wanted to be top recruiter. I wanted to win the car. I wanted to win the diamond ring. I wanted Mary Kay Ash herself to hand me the keys across seminar stage. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? It's huge. I'm pregnant. I was pregnant with a child. I'm like, how is this going to work? I had two other kids, 1, 3, 1, 2, and a newborn coming. I sat at that seminar stage with 10,000 women. I said, I know what I need to do. And when everybody cleared that auditorium in Dallas, Texas, I walked across that seminar stage. I walked behind the seminar stage when no one was there. And I stood up there at seminar stage when, again, no one was in the audience. It was 10,000 empty seats. But to me, it wasn't 10,000 empty seats because I knew it was 1 year later. And I was standing there in a gorgeous silver and royal blue gown. And I looked out at the audience, and there was my mom, and there was my team, and there was my director, and everybody who loved and supported me on this goal was there in my vision. And then I literally counted the steps, because in seminar stage in Mary Kay, you have to walk down 15 steps. How do I know it was 15? Because I counted them. And I stepped down 15 steps in this literal vision that I literally was walking on the stage when no one was out there. And then I walked, glided across stage. I heard them announce my name, Lisa Jimenez, top recruiter, queen of recruiting. I felt Mary Kay hug me and hand me the keys of my car. I saw her hand me the roses. I smelled the botanical garden of this. She has this crown area where you sit on the throne. And I created this vision in my mind, in reality, walking across that stage at that 10,000 empty seats. And you know, people, as soon as I got back from that seminar vacation, that seminar week, I bought that royal blue and silver gown. I found the gown, I bought it, and I placed it outside my closet. And for 335 days, because it was 1 month after that seminar, I saw that gown. I would try it on. I replayed that 30-second vision in my mind. I replayed it over and over and over. That gave me the courage to pick up that 3,000-pound phone. That gave me the courage to walk up to people and talk about my opportunity. That gave me the insight to know what to say and feel and be the locomotive woman that I was, because I was on a goal. I was on a fast-moving locomotive train, and people want to be with people who have that vision. People want to jump on your fast-moving locomotive train when they see the intention in you, when they see the belief in you, when they see the excitement in you. And you better believe it, 1 year later, not only did I have a very pregnant belly, but I did walk across that seminar stage. In fact, it was so amazing that when they called my name, it was everything I dreamed, everything in this vision. But the different thing was when I went down the 15 steps, I didn't know there was a gentleman in a tuxedo at each step. That's what Mary Kay does. I just forgot or I didn't notice it. So 15 times a man would hold my hand and say, you are beautiful. You are gorgeous. You deserve this. Congratulations. And it took me aback because it wasn't in my vision that I had visioned every day for 355 days. And it took me aback because it wasn't in the vision. That's how powerful a vision is. It is actually created. You can manifest it on this physical plane when you place it in your subconscious mind and think on it every day. So what about you? What's your vision? Are you disciplined to put that in your thought process every day, throughout the day? Craft a compelling vision, and that's called a 30-second movie trailer. Think about what big blockbuster movies do. They create a 30-second trailer, the best parts of their movie, and they show it to you that's so compelling that you're going to pull out $7 to go see it when it comes out. Hey, people, that's the same thing you're going to be doing. Create a 30-second vision in your mind. It's a 30-second movie trailer. And replay that over and over in your mind so that you are so compelled to pick up that phone. You're so compelled to share your opportunity. You're so compelled to do what you need to do to get where you want to go. And then what a celebration the day that you achieve that goal, the week you experience that, the month you succeed, the rich life that you've attained. That's what I want from you, and it starts with building a bigger vision.